Thanks, Vic. Jason, this is the first time we're getting a chance to really catch up and talk about this off-season program. How did everything go for you?
It went pretty good, you know, going through it a second time and hearing the plays over again and seeing the defense over again, you know. It was a blessing to have this off-season and to go through this. I mean, it was a big help.
Now, let's take a look back at last year. You got a chance to get some really good playing time, and you were surrounded by a lot of veteran players. What did that time do for you?
You know, it helped me, you know, get comfortable, and I got some really good playing time playing next to Joe Thomas and Alex Mack. You know, no offseason last year was, you know, I was in training camp learning offense for the first time. Now this is my second time through it, and coming up to this training camp my third time, you know, going over the plays and hearing them again. So, I mean, I feel really comfortable right now.
Was that overwhelming for you?
At first it was, you know, because you're coming right out of college and you're jumping into the NFL and I'm learning a new position, a new offense on the fly. So, I mean, at first it was overwhelming, but then, you know, I got a lot of help from the veteran guys and it's been going pretty good.
Let's talk about that help, especially from Pro Bowler Joe Thomas. What did you learn from him?
I learned a lot from him. You know, I learned how to be a pro for one. You know, that's he was always preaching, you know, get your work done, be a pro about it, and do what you got to do and be on time. So I tried to follow his lead and Alex's lead and Sean Laval's and all the older guys. Just try to follow their lead as the best as I can. You know, they've been here, they've been around the game, and, you know, you'll learn the best from them.
You look at these guys that have coming in from the draft. What type of knowledge have you been able to impart on them?
You know, just trying to help them the way Joe helped me, you know, sprinting to the drill or learning their assignments and little things to help them with their technique. If I see something, you know, I mean, it's just I'm just trying to give it back from what the older guys helped me out with. I can try to help the younger guys out with.
And you look at this playbook. How far advanced are you and like you said, having this time, this off season to dive deep into that playbook? Talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm years. It feels like I'm years into it now. I mean, it's been a big help, you know, having an off-season program. It's tough coming in and trying to learn everything on the fly, but, you know, having this time, it's like another spring practice for me. I get to go out there, go through the playbook again and practice it. So, I mean, it's a benefit, you know, the lockout. I mean, I don't wish that on anybody just to come in and just try to learn right away. You know, this is a good time to bond with your team and get more screwed into the playbook with everyone being here.
That offseason does breed that chemistry amongst the guys. But from a physical standpoint, Jason, you look a lot bigger. Talk about hitting the gym and what have you been working on as far as your body?
Yeah, you know, I didn't leave after the season. I went home for a little bit, then I came back here to Cleveland, and I was training out with LaCharles Bentley. You know, he's been putting me through some great workouts Monday through Friday, so I've been trying to really focus on getting stronger. You know, I put on a little weight trying to be bigger, but I think I'm going to slim down just a little bit for training camp and just come back in more lean and stronger.
We're here with offensive lineman Jason Pinkston on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Jason, you're heading into your second season. Let's just talk about the expectations that you have placed on yourself. What are you expecting from this year?
You know, I mean, with all the experience I learned last year and I gained and the playing time, you know, starting 16 games, the bar's high right now. It's really high to perform and help the team out and playing next to Joe Thomas and Alex Mack. You mean, you got to perform, you know, because they're pro bowlers and they've been around and they've been playing great. And I'm just trying to keep up with those guys and play as good or better. So, I mean, the bar's high right now for me.
Do you feel like things have definitely slowed down for you?
Oh, absolutely. Things are definitely slowed down for me from just going out there last year and trying to do it on the fly. And now that I really know what I'm doing, I have a good understanding for the game and the speed of it and what needs to be done. So now I'm just trying to take my game to the next level.
And lastly, what was the biggest takeaway from last year?
The biggest takeaway, just, you know, learning against, you know, the AFC, going against our opponents and what we need to get done. I mean, we're right there and we're knocking on the door. So now, like, I have a better understanding for how this, you know, being a pro works and being a pro offense and just doing all the right things.
Well, Jason, thank you for your time and good luck to you moving forward.
Thank you. I appreciate it for you having me on.
Back to you, Vic.